Eisner's biggest problem in 2004 was that he did not fully fathom how messed up his animation division was. Its two most recent movies, Treasure Planet and Brother Bear, did no honor to the Disney legacy or to its balance sheets. Hit animation movies were the lifeblood of the company. They spawned theme park rides, toys, and television shows. Toy Story had led to a movie sequel, a Disney on Ice show, a Toy Story musical performed on Disney cruise ships, a direct-to-video film featuring Buzz Lightyear, a computer storybook, two video games, a dozen action toys that sold 25 million units, a clothing line, and nine different attractions at Disney theme parks. This was not the case for Treasure Planet. Michael didn't understand that Disney's problems in animation were as acute as they were, Iger later explained. That manifested itself in the way he dealt with Pixar. He never felt he needed Pixar as much as he really did. In addition, Eisner loved to negotiate and hated to compromise, which was not always the best combination when dealing with Jobs, who was the same way. Every negotiation needs to be resolved by compromises, Iger said. Neither one of them is a master of compromise.